From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize: the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which happens every August, and the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happened just this past weekend at Volvo Car Stadium on Daniel Island. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be taking a look back at last weekend's home show, and we're going to be hearing from several of the vendors that were set up at Volvo Car Stadium. And speaking of the vendors, I want to thank every single one of them. We had almost 100 local A-list vendors that were on hand this past weekend. And you know, we do a lot of special events and do a lot of extra things at our home shows, but we couldn't have the home show without all of the support of the vendors and the participation of the vendors. So many thanks to all of the vendors at who gave up their weekend to answer questions and offer expert advice to the public this past weekend, and it was a great weekend. We always, it being an open air home show, we're always a little bit concerned about the weather, and the weather was great. We had a little bit of rain on Sunday, but it passed right by, and our squeegee crew got right out there and moved the water, and we were back in business in minutes. So not a problem there. We also gave away a $5,400 Dream Garage makeover, and we pick three homeowners that are finalists, and we go out and visit their homes to make sure that the prize that we're giving away is appropriate. Believe it or not, there are a fair number of people who don't even have garages, and so winning a Dream Garage makeover wouldn't really make sense. And we check to make sure that there's not like any kind of termite damage or anything that is a little bit above and beyond what the scope of the prize is. And we're in the process of doing that. And probably in our fall issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, you'll see the garage makeover that we gave away last weekend. The Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour went off without a hitch. Thank you so much to the homeowners of the six private homes that was on the tour, and also the builders and architects involved with those homes. And we sold out of the tour, as we do every year. This was our fifth year of doing the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, and also the fifth year of doing the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And it always sells out. We're very grateful to the public for supporting it, and we are going to be making a big donation to the American Red Cross Lowcountry chapter, and they provided docents for the six different houses that we had on hand. Had on the tour, and it really was a great tour. You know, so many people that are getting ready to build, that are in search of hiring a builder and or an architect, went on the tour, and we got great feedback from the builders that built the homes on the tour, and as they made contact with future customers, and so. Many thanks to the homeowners that opened up their house, and also to the builders who helped make all of the arrangements for the Daniel Island Luxury Home Tour. And also many thanks to our sponsors, Palmetto Mosquito Control. They made sure that all of the grounds of Volvo Car Stadium were mosquito and bug free. Energy One America. Many thanks to Sherwin Williams. Thanks to Amerisips Homes. Many thanks to Ultimate Gutter Guard by Southern. Many thanks to Monkey Bars and Carolina Flooring Specialists who gave away the $5,400 Dream Garage Makeover. And also many thanks to Jennifer Truesdale of Straighten Up, a professional organizer who's part of that package. And finally, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens was our other sponsor. Well, if you missed last weekend's show, last weekend's home show, listen up today and you'll be able to get a sense of what the show was all about. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And we're talking with Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie. How are you doing, Shoshana?
Doing great. Thank you.
Good. Take a moment and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Well, there's a lot to tell in more than a moment, but Shelf Genie is a retrofitting opportunity to go into an existing kitchen and make it more useful for everyday use. And everybody's needs are different. So somebody might want a drawer for spices, somebody else might want a drawer for trays, somebody else might have a blind corner that they need to have full access to. So depending on what somebody's needs are, that is what I go in. I help them figure out where their stuff is, how to best organize it for them, what might help them use it better, and people love it. It's just a great product line.
So instead of replacing your cabinetry in your kitchen, Shelf Genie can come in and install these pull-out drawers, and is that correct?
Yeah, and they come in different sizes, different heights, different. And I've customized full-length spice pullouts for people, so there's no limit to what we can do with the product line. It's a full-extension steel rail. It's a melamine bottom, so nothing will scratch, stain, or warp. We use ply birch or solid birch, and then we come up with different ways of using these components to make somebody's kitchen more useful for them.
Shoshana, come on over here for a second so we can I'll have you show our viewers and listeners exactly what you're talking about. First of all, I wanted to ask you, why pull out shelves? Why are pull out shelves something that homeowners would seek?
Well, the most valuable purpose is most people at a certain age can't do this. And they certainly can't do this and pull out something heavy.
And you're talking about bending down to the lower cabinetry?
Yeah, and I'm on video, so I'm just assuming that this might be a video. But in case somebody can't see it and can only hear it, I am on my hands and knees reaching under. And I've had to pull out Le Creuset pots for people before while I've been on my knees. And I can't even hardly do it. And I'm in pretty good shape. So when somebody can pull something out, and if it's anything heavy, we try to get it at a height right about their hip level. That's ideal. And people say, well, what about putting heavy stuff high up? Our glide outs will hold over 100 pounds each. So there's no problem with our product line. I have done under stairways where they've been about 4 feet deep and about 2.5 feet wide, filled with cans. So there's really no limit to what we can do to help people improve their living space and organization and having better access to the things that they want to get to in a more functional space.
What kind of shape does the existing cabinetry need to be in?
I think if, so long as the frame of the cabinetry is okay, it's very rare that I go into a home, say, built in the 60s. Sometimes I'll find particle board that may be falling apart a little bit from getting moist. But most of the time, 99% of the cabinets that I see are in perfect shape for Shelf Genie, because we can build in supports. Our installer is trained in framing things out and putting in strip mounts and doing things that make the product work. And we warranty our product for life, parts and labor.
And what would the cost difference be between replacing your cabinetry versus having Shelf Genie come in and put in the pull-out drawers?
Well, I would say one of the largest jobs I did here locally was about $9,000 total accessorizing for their space. A couple of upper cabinets with spice pullouts, a corner cabinet, lower cabinets, pantry, pan dividers, all of these kinds of things. And to replace that cabinetry and then put all that in, he'd probably be looking at $30,000. Easily. And then you have to remove it all, put in the countertops for the size kitchen that it was.
Well, great. Well, how can folks get more information about Shelf Genie?
Well, probably the best way is either visit us online, shelfgenie.com, or there's an 800 number. It's actually an 888 number. It's 888-217-8050. We have Monday through Saturday operators on the phones. They're fantastic. Our appointments are about 1.5 to 2 hours. They educate the customer on what to expect. We confirm appointments with customers. We follow up. We welcome new customers. It's a wonderful customer service setup.
Great. Well, we have been talking with Shoshana Such with Shelf Genie here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. Thanks so much, Shoshana.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Robert Rosenzweig with AMSCO Lighting. How are you doing, Robert?
Okay, doing just fine.
Good. Robert, take a moment and tell everybody about AMSCO Lighting.
All right, AMSCO Lighting is going to be 41 years old in a week. And we are a unique lighting company in the sense that we do very special items. We try not to be like everyone else, and so far that seems to work. Some of the products that we have made that are unique, or at least were a couple years ago, was our antique LED type light bulbs. We won the award from Architectural Record magazine as the most unique product at the show. I think that was in Las Vegas in 2014. In addition to light bulbs, we do lighting that is done with LEDs, and it actually backlights the mirror. Rather than trying to just buy a mirror and then find the light to put over it or next to it, we offer you a light that has everything complete so that the electrician could actually hang the mirror for you. We do mirrors not only for residential, but in this case, this is what we call our wheelchair mirror. It's ADA, Americans Disability Act approved, in that this is designed for someone in a wheelchair. Every hotel has to set aside a certain amount of handicap suites, and anyone with a wheelchair can use this, or even if not in a wheelchair, it's angled, and somebody can then just pull right up and utilize it. And it also is very popular in nursing homes, VA hospitals, and it's very simple idea.
Yeah, it looks like it's a little bit tapered as you go down from top to bottom, is that right?
Right, so that somebody in a wheelchair who's sitting down all the time can utilize the mirror. But because of the length of the mirror, it conforms to the ADA requirement, the federal government, so that anyone, whether they're in a wheelchair or not, can still utilize it if they're, let's say, renting a handicap suite at a hotel.
Robert, does AMSCO Lighting, do you folks manufacture your own lighting, or do you purchase it? Do you have a vendor who manufactures it for you, or how does that work?
We have our factory in Somerville, out at the Somerville Airport, which I guess is called Jedburgh. And we manufacture all our lighting out there. The LEDs, of course, they come in from Taiwan or China because we just don't have the equipment for that. But when it comes to the mirrors and some of our other products, everything is done right in South Carolina, in Somerville.
How many folks do you have working at the factory at AMSCO?
Well, including the ones that call in sick, I always have extras. I don't know. I think it's somewhere between 10 and 15 because no one's ever there at the same time.
And AMSCO Lighting, you folks are selling your lighting to other lighting stores throughout the United States, or how does that work?
World. We also make all these products for export in 220 volt. Until Putin pulled the plug on us a couple years ago, we were actually selling more in Russia than we were in South Carolina. But now it's very difficult to do that, so we lost a good distributor in Russia. But we do sell our products, especially our antique bulbs, in about 30 countries around the world.
And where can folks here in the Charleston area find AMSCO Lighting products?
Well, you can buy direct. Go to our website, and it's AMSCO, AAMSCO, that's two A's, .com, and you can see all our products. We have a unique website in that it's like three entry points. So if you're interested in mirrors, you click on that. If you're interested in specialty light bulbs, and I mean really unusual light bulbs, you would click on the light bulb section, and then, of course, then there's other fixtures we make.
So AMSCO Lighting, for folks that are here in the Charleston area, they're buying directly from the manufacturer versus buying from a retailer. So there's got to be a cost savings there.
Oh, yeah. What we do is we are setting up the showroom at our factory in Somerville. And we'll have all the mirrors there and probably some other products. And what we're going to do, since we don't have to worry about any middlemen or retail stores, we're going to buy it and then mark it up. Anyone that is interested in our products are welcome to come to our showroom at the factory, and we will give them the same discounts as a builder or as a decorator. We will offer 30 or 40% off of our list prices. So you're buying direct from the factory. We're not selling it to a lighting store in Charleston who then in turn is marking it up. And we also do custom pieces. So if you want something that's unique to your house, come to our factory, we'll sit down with you, we'll draw it up, and we'll build it for you.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about AMSCO Lighting?
Well, they can go to our website, which is AMSCO, two A's, AAMSCO.com. They can call us toll-free anywhere in North America at 800-221-9092. And we also have a pretty good local number, 843-278-0000.
Somehow
you can reach us.
Well, great. Well, we have been talking with Robert Rosenzweig with AMSCO Lighting. Thanks so much, Robert.
Thank you. Please come out and visit us.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the 2016 Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Mike, take a moment and tell everybody about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives.
We are Charleston's premier outdoor lighting company. We've been in business here in Charleston for about 15 years. Our current ownership's owned it for three. I have tons of experience, and we are cut above your regular outdoor lighting guy or landscape lighting guy. You know, we are landscaper in period, but we have the best products, the best service, and the best warranties in the business.
Exactly what is outdoor lighting? I mean, we're not talking about just like a light over the garage or something.
No, I mean, that is technically outdoor lighting. This is more aesthetic landscape up lighting for illuminating homes, trees, pathways, docks, gardens, whatever your mind's, you know, dream is when making your outdoor living space beautiful at night. You know, want to have that ambiance. That's what outdoor lighting does.
And who typically needs outdoor lighting?
Anybody that's got a dark space. No, anybody that has beautiful oak trees, palms, a great courtyard, or just anybody that wants to enjoy the outdoors or have some kind of security as they come in and out of the house at night that has, you know, the lights, the ambiance of it.
Seems like the houses that you see lit up with landscape outdoor lighting, those are the folks that really care about their homes. They really want their homes to look like $1 million.
They do, you know, but this is not just $1 million home system. I mean, we customize the system to the individual's needs. You know, whether you need one light or you need 100 lights, I can make anything that at your heart's desire look good with lighting.
And what's an average system that Outdoor Lighting Perspective sells? What's an average sale for you folks?
Yeah, average system is about 10 lights. You're looking about $2,300. We only use copper, brass, which are the non-corrosive metal, stuff that lasts a lifetime of the sea air, something that we give a lifetime guarantee on.
And what happens when the landscaper comes by and cuts one of the lines?
That's the great thing about us being, you know, full service, warranty, maintenance, and everything. If you're under warranty, we come out, we take care of it, get the problem fixed. You know, you don't have to wait weeks or months for these guys to get out there. We have usually a 24-hour turnaround. Something happens, you call me, we're going to come out and take care of it quickly.
How it seems like it might be a little bit of a challenge for a homeowner to really understand what it is they're buying when it comes to their specific house. Does Outdoor Lighting Perspectives do anything to help demonstrate what the homeowner's house will look like with using outdoor landscape lighting?
Absolutely. You know, some customers, they have a vision on what it should look like. Some have seen other homes that they can get kind of a feel for what the lighting might do for the house. But the best way and what keeps us a cut above is that we do the nighttime demonstrations. So I'll come out, set up, you know, wherever we're looking at lighting, whether it's the house, the pathway, a pool, around a pool, something like that. We'll set up the demonstration so you can actually see what it's going to look like at night. And it definitely helps you make a decision on what you want.
And we got the days are getting longer, so that means that, you know, in order to really get a sense of the illumination at dusk or at when it's dark, it's going to require you having to go out to a homeowner's house at 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. Does Outdoor Lighting Perspectives really do that?
Let's just say that during the summer months when it's long, midnight's usually a good night for me to get home. You know, it's. You have to see it at night, you know, whether I'm doing an adjustment for a recently installed system or doing a demonstration. And we do a couple in a night, being that you have to get them in. But, yeah, there's some late nights. And, you know, luckily we have a great customer base that's, you know, complimentary about staying up with us so we can come out and see or show them what we're doing.
Energy costs are getting very, very expensive, and you know, some homeowners might be a little bit reluctant to add just one more thing that requires power in their house that's going to boost their, you know, their electric bills. Is that the case with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You know, it used to be with the older outdoor lighting systems, the halogen systems. You know, you might spend $5, $10 a month, depending on the size of your system running these things. The great thing now is with the LEDs, the energy efficiency, you could run these systems night in, night out, all night, all year long. You might see $20 difference per year in your power bill. So they're very energy efficient. You're going to make your money back within 3 to 5 years with the energy saving. So it's a great system if you want to see energy efficiency.
But you don't want to run them during the daytime. Is there some sort of a timer?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with the phone technology and everything, we have modules that you can control for your phone, set your own times, or we have a daylight savings time timer that does the astronomical, continually changes the time, sets itself for dusk, does the time change. Once these things are set, you'll never have to worry about them.
That's great. Well, how can folks get more information about Outdoor Lighting Perspectives?
You can check us out on the internet at charleston.outdoorlights.com. Our main website is outdoorlights.com. Or you can give us a call at 843-412-5874.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Mike Thompson with Outdoor Lighting Perspectives. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the 5th Annual Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with vendor Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix. How you doing, Ben?
Awesome, Tim. Good to be here. It's been a great show so far. How are you?
I'm doing great. Ben, take a moment and tell everybody about Mosquito Nicks.
Absolutely. Mosquito Nicks, we help people live outside again. We offer two products. It's a mosquito misting system and also a Quick Nicks, which is a backpack fogging treatment. One is more temporary and one is more permanent.
And how does each system work?
So the Mosquito Nicks misting system, it runs automatically, sort of like irrigation system, but on a much smaller scale. There's a control unit on top of a 55-gallon drum or any type of drum that can fit customly to any area that it needs to go. And then from that control panel, we run a high-performance, tough nylon-grade tubing throughout the perimeter of the property. And so we set a barrier around the perimeter, and then we want to protect inside as well. So we put misting nozzles along the barrier and also inside around protecting deck areas. So around flower beds, you can see things like this nozzle. You may can see it, but that's something that what it would look like there. So you get a remote also, the remote. Here you can be anywhere around your property, and not only does it mist three times a day, but you can click anytime you want. So you don't have to carry around bug spray. You can just carry a fancy, smancy remote.
So the Mosquito Nicks system is set to run three times per day, and then you can also use the remote on demand.
Absolutely. We tell people it's on-demand spraying. It's the easy button for mosquito control. It's just the lazy man's way to control mosquitoes, I guess. Everybody says different stuff. It's kind of funny talking to different people, but we have one elderly lady. She loves it, and she just calls it the mosquito easy button, and that's what it is. And, you know, we really try to help people enjoy their outdoor lifestyles because a lot of people invest good money into pools and landscaping, but it's honestly one of the last things that people think about is mosquito control. It's kind of like me and my wife. We had a wedding, and one of our biggest regrets was not hiring a videographer because we thought it was just so expensive. Well, people regret not hiring us to install mosquito misting systems because, one, they don't really know much about it, but, two, they get out and start enjoying their yard and see how much they get eaten alive. And so it's a great product, awesome technology. Again, if you want to enjoy your outdoor lifestyles, then you should definitely give us a call.
There have been a lot of different products throughout the years that have made claims of, eliminating mosquitoes. And sometimes homeowners have invested in them, and sometimes they've worked, sometimes they haven't. Folks might be a little bit reluctant. They may not know for sure, is this really going to work? So I'm going to ask you, does the Mosquito Nicks system really work?
Yeah, with over about 16 plus years of experience, we've only had to uninstall one system. And we tell customers, once we put a system in, if you're not satisfied, then we'll come take it out. Also, based on those years of experience, we've kind of understood what works and what doesn't work. Probably about 6 years ago, we discovered that if we want to get to the source of the root of the problem, just like any problem in life, you want to get to the root of it to solve it. And so we've gotten to the root of the problem, which is near vegetation. So we put these nozzles to target the vegetation or where areas that mosquitoes are breeding and living. And so instead of just kind of spraying mist into the air, which has no purpose, we're purposefully targeting that vegetation area to where we've seen over 6+ years that does work, and that what makes it effective. And so, yeah, absolutely. If someone has a system and it doesn't work, well, your nozzles are probably not in the right place. So that helps with our experience.
Very quickly, what about the Zika virus, and how? What are you talking to customers at Mosquito Nicks regarding the Zika virus?
Yeah, actually, if people who are pregnant, we're actually offering a good discount for that. It's good to partner with the government as well to help control and serve the community. We're just telling them to be really cautious because there's a lot of unknowns. I went up to Columbia, sat in a Senate, meeting with the Senate, and it's just a lot of things that are unknown that people don't know, and it could be a lot worse than we know it. And so,
will the Mosquito Nicks system eliminate mosquitoes that may be carrying the Zika virus?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely will. And
because the ones carrying the mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus are no different from other mosquitoes, the Mosquito Nicks system will work to eliminate mosquitoes carrying the Zika virus.
It will, and also you have your remote that you can just control it as much as you want. You know, you can miss it as much as you want. Every time you go outside, you can hit the remote and just, again, that's kind of like the easy button to mosquito control. And we tell everybody it's the Zika-free button, so it really does help.
Is the mist itself safe for pets and kids?
Absolutely. The same thing that's in flea and tick shampoos in our solution, it also is a natural product. It's derived from a chrysanthemum flower, so it is safe for them.
How can folks get more information about Mosquito Nicks?
Call me direct, 843-566-4261, 843-566-4261, or go on our website. It's mosquitonickscharleston.com, mosquitonickscharleston.com, and just reach out to us. Give me a call anytime. You can email me, text me, whatever have you. All my contact information is there.
Okay, great. We've been talking to Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nicks here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. Thank you, Ben.
Thanks, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the 5th Annual Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Debbie Jones with Just Hardscapes and Designs. How you doing, Debbie?
I'm great, Tim. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Debbie, we are sitting in an amazing display here that you have at the show. Kind of describe for our listeners and viewers what it is we're looking at.
Well, a lot of people believe that to have a great outdoor living space, it's got to be big. It's got to be huge and all. And at these shows, we like to show our potential clients that it doesn't have to be. This is 150 square feet. We have a built-in seating bench here that's made out of a Belgard stone with a backrest to it, columns on the end that you can put lanterns on, light up. And the great feature of this one is it's a fire pit, but we called it a boulder rock fire pit. It's custom made. It runs off of propane. It's movable. You can put it anywhere. If you sell your home and move, you can take it with you and all.
And this is an actual boulder.
It's been chiseled out of the inside. It has a burner in the inside of it. And we decorated it with some lava rock, and it runs off propane. This particular fire pit will run 40 plus hours off of a tank of propane, which is great. That means it doesn't cost anything really to run this. And it's just gorgeous. I mean, we've had lots and lots of people interested in it. And we chose a paver here that's bold because it is a small space. And because we are a design firm also, and we do not charge for any designs, we don't charge for any of our consultations, we sit down with our clients and we come up with a plan that suits their backyard, their personality. And again, it doesn't have to be big. So that's what we're trying to represent here, is you can have as much fun in a small space as you do in a huge space.
What is it about pavers that just really, really dress up a space, you know, versus plain old brick that some people have used in the past and may still have in their backyard, or even gray concrete?
Exactly. Well, concrete is kind of becoming a thing of the past. Concrete, there's so many problems with it, with cracking. I don't care how we do concrete. We're good installers on concrete, but it still cracks. Pavers is the option. A few years ago, the paver manufacturers realized they were losing a lot of business to concrete. And pavers are made from concrete. So they got together and they started talking and decided that they needed to lower the price point on pavers and make it more affordable, just like concrete was. And that's what they did. And that's why it's become attractive. With pavers, for instance, these are Belgard pavers. They're guaranteed for life by Belgard. If the color ever fades in them, if they crack, if you have any problems with them at all, Belgard replaces these pavers. We're a certified Belgard installer, which means they stand behind our installation 100% also, that we've installed it properly. But the great thing about choosing pavers is there's so many to choose. There's different sizes, different shapes, and with your bricks, it's one size. Here, this is a three-piece paver here. You can go two-piece, you can go up to five pieces. Any color in the rainbow that you can think of, any patterns you can think of. So that's what the appeal is now to clients, is you can get an outdoor space that's unique to you. It doesn't look like everybody else's with concrete. if you've got a concrete patio and your neighbor does, you've got the exact same patio. I don't care what you put on it, it's still the same patio.
And although these pavers are, or pavers in general, are man-made products, these these resemble stone, chiseled stone, and they have kind of a tumbled look to them, a weathered look to them, and so it really looks like they've been here for, you know, for decades.
Exactly. And again, that's another part of the draw about it. There's so many to choose from. And we at Just Hardscape walk you through that entire process. We show you all these different styles so that in the end, you're getting what's unique to you. And it's not like everybody else's. It doesn't look like everybody else's job. And it looks like that it's just something that's just been there, and that's what people want. That the idea of newness is passe now. People don't want things to look new. They want them to look like they've been there for a while. And also, pavers are somewhat of a green product because they don't have to be set on concrete. They can be set on a permeable type base, which water can flow through it. Very, very green. You're not taking up as much earth. Or changing the flow of water in the earth. So not only do you have a beautiful product, but you're also green too on it. Same with these boulder fire pits, you know. That boulder came out of the earth. And also, again, you're using a green product.
Right, each paver has narrow spaces between them. And so when it rains, as opposed to a concrete driveway, the water has nowhere to go but into the storm drain. And people are a little bit confused about storm drains. Sometimes they'll put motor oil down the drain. They think that somebody, it's just going to get cleaned up somewhere. But storm drains actually lead right into our creeks and rivers. And so you never want to put anything nasty down those storm drains. So with pavers, the rainwater, it's permeable, right? It goes between the cracks, and so it goes into our groundwater rather than picking up oil and dog and animal, waste and then going into our rivers and streams.
You're exactly right there. And there is a way to even be even more permeable. We do a lot of work on the Isle of Palms and these islands that have low water tables. They flood very easily and all. Their engineers will call for pavers to be installed over any other product and all because it is natural. It does allow that water to flow into these systems. And it, when it gets out into our creeks and lakes and oceans and all, it's not killing our wildlife. It's not polluting us. It's clean water and all because it's filtering through a granite rock that filters it. It cleans it. The bottom part acts as a retention pond. So we're not dumping junk into the rivers. So, yes, they will spec pavers 99% of the time.
We're almost out of time, but I wanted to ask you, Charleston, they don't call it the low country for nothing. We're right at sea level. A lot of the land that people have their homes on was built over marsh or areas where the soil is sort of unstable. If you have concrete, it's just a matter of time before that concrete, where the earth below, it's going to shift and the concrete will crack. What happens if like one or two pavers start to sink into the ground?
Well, that's an easy fix. With concrete, of course, you have to rip it all out and start over again. With this, we take up a section of pavers, which would take us 10 minutes to do. We redo the base material that is there, put the pavers back in, and we're gone. Less than an hour, and we do that at no charge to our customers for 5 years. If you're going to have those settling problems, you'll have them within the first year. Usually the last 4 years is just an easy ride, but it's such an easy fix. We're in and out in an hour. The homeowner never even knows we were there. The problem is solved. Same with tree roots. Trees will push up concrete and it starts to crack and then it starts to buckle and all with pavers. A root pushes up a paver. We take that paver up. We shave the root just a little bit. We have permission from arborists to do that. we put the base and the paver back down, problem solved.
How can folks get more information about Just Hardscapes and Design?
They can go to our website, which is www.justhardscape.com, or they can give us a phone call at our office at 843-761-3410.
Okay, we've been talking with Debbie Jones with Just Hardscapes and Design. Thanks so much, Debbie.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the 5th Annual Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And we're talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Custom Home Designs. How are you doing, Jody?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
Good, good. Jody, take a moment and tell everybody about Crosby Creations Custom Home Designs.
Well, we are a full-service design firm. So we can take, once people have land, we can take and put their ideas on paper and create them a very customized home design based on their lot, the requirements, ARB requirements in the neighborhood, topography, building height restrictions. We do it all. We walk them through start to finish. We can refer landscape architects and engineers and, you know, everything that it takes to basically have a full set of plans to take to a builder and get bidding and go through the whole process to permitting.
What's the advantage of working with Crosby Creations Custom Home Designs versus maybe buying a house plan online?
Well, we live in a beautiful part of the country, and we do have a lot of land around here that has marsh and water views. It can be very difficult to find a stock plan online to really take advantage of those views. So we can give them that panoramic look on the back of the house to capture all of the beauty, you know, the whole reason why they may have purchased that lot. You know, we have lovely live oaks in the low country as well. So sometimes we have to work around those trees because we don't want to take them out. It's a custom home design. It's not a stock plan.
Right. How does the process work? Does the homeowner kind of create a wish list of what they want in their home, and then they bring it to Crosby Creations and you folks integrate everything, or is it based on budget or size of the house?
We do have people that come in with a very long wish list of things, and that's very helpful. It's a good start. We have a extensive intake form where we talk about bedrooms, master up, square footages, drive unders, crawl space, slab, a lot of things that go into account. So we get to take all of that information combined with their budget. What we do is very budget driven, and we're able to create them a custom house design that they can take to a builder in a line with the budget. So, I mean, it's very important to us that we're able to produce something that they'll be able to build and they can afford to build.
Yeah, that might be incredibly disappointing to someone who has the house plan and drawn and all the time and effort that's put into that, and then find out that it's way out of their price range. They're not going to be able to afford to build that.
Yes, I can imagine that would be a disappointment, and we have had a couple like that, but sometimes it's where they have driven it with the builder. I often tell clients that you drive your budget. If you let us help you keep the spec level where it needs to be, then we can get this done for you. But, you know, sometimes it does happen where people kind of blow their budget out and, you know, they have to be reined back in. That's my job and that's the builder's job, to keep them in line with their budget.
And will Crosby Creations Custom Home Designs, do you work with folks in just specific areas around the low country or all over?
We work all over the place. We have done things here locally all the way out to Bono Beach. I've done stuff in North Carolina, in Georgia, in Texas. You know, we basically work nationwide. Technology allows us to do so many things, and I do have a handful of clients that I've never even met face-to-face. We can do screen shares and, you know, tweak plans and so on and so forth without ever meeting the clients. And, you know, Google Earth is a great tool for us as well. As long as we have all the information we need in-house, a lot of times we don't even have to visit the site or meet the client to be able to produce exactly what they want.
Well, how can folks get more information about Crosby Creations Custom Home Designs?
Well, you can visit us online at crosby-creations.com, or you can call me personally at 843-514-7354.
Okay, great. We've been talking with Jody Crosby with Crosby Creations Custom Home Designs. Thanks so much, Jody.
All right, thank you.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And now we're talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Tim?
Just fine. Ken, take a moment and tell everybody about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens.
Well, Tim, Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens is a full-service outdoor lifestyle provider. We build outdoor kitchens. We do outdoor fireplaces, outdoor fire pits. We have a great showroom in Mount Pleasant where you can come in and look at all the different cabinetry for the outdoor kitchens. We carry a high-density polyethylene called Wherever. We got Challenger.
A cabinetry?
Cabinetry, and we also got a powder-coated aluminum, a couple stainless steel lines, Brown Jordan and Danver. And we carry most all your different grill lines, your high-end grills at our showroom.
Now, if a homeowner they know they want to do something with their outdoor space, they might have certain elements that they want. They want an outdoor kitchen. They might want a pergola. They want a paver patio, but they're not sure how to put all the pieces of the puzzle together. How can Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens help with that?
Well, all they need to do is give us a call. We'll set up an appointment. We'll send one of our designers out there to meet with them, and we would kind of give them different concepts. I mean, we'll help them design it from A to Z. Like I said, we are a full-service outdoor kitchen, you know, outdoor lifestyle providers. We can do the structures. We can do the, you know, fireplace, the pavers that go down. We do it all. So we're a one-stop shop. So if they're interested, all they got to do is give us a call. We'll come meet with them.
And when it comes to outdoor living, you know, homeowners seem like they might be a little bit pushed for space inside the house. So instead of expanding the footprint of the house and putting on an expensive addition, they can really expand their living space with some outdoor living space that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens can provide.
You're seeing more and more people today expand their house to the outside, and that is exactly what we do. I mean, we'll be glad to kind of help them expand their space, give them some ideas, and do the whole thing for them.
Good deal. Here at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, we've got you've got a special guest here that's doing some cooking for you, right?
Yes, we do. We got Jack Waymore.
Let me come over to this side of the Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens display. Now we're talking with Jack Waymore, who has appeared on Barbecue Pitmasters on television, and also there was another show as well, right?
Yeah, we appeared on American Grilled on Travel Channel.
Good deal. Well, Jack, why did Barbecue Pitmasters choose Jack Waymore, and you're now a TV celebrity, a local TV celebrity here in Charleston?
Because Jack Waymore is the best pitmaster in the Charleston area. What more could they ask for?
And you're standing next to a couple of big green eggs that can be purchased at Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Is this your preferred method of cooking barbecue?
Absolutely. I have a big green egg on my patio. I love it. I love the versatility of it. I love the efficiency of it. This is truly the go-to grill.
I had some of your barbecue yesterday, and you know, people are used to putting sauce on their barbecue. I decided to try the barbecue without any sauce, and it was so flavorful, just without any sauce. How did you manage to do that?
The big green egg instills a great smoke quality into the meat, and of course we use the correct seasonings and spices and sauces to make things come together. As far as barbecue goes, barbecue's my life, you know, and so making great barbecue is what I do.
Is operating a big green egg, is it complicated? Is it how does one learn about using a big green egg?
This is probably the most simple machine that you could possibly use. It's very simple, air in, air out. But hey, if you have a difficulty mastering the situation, come to Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens and get to the website, palmettooutdoorkitchens.com. Click on the calendar page, and lo and behold, we have classes put on by Jack Waymore.
And let's say you get home from work after a long day. You know, it's very easy to just turn that dial on the propane grill and to grill something out. How fast can you get a big green egg ready for cooking?
I get mine fired up in about 20 minutes. I come home. As soon as I get home, I start my grill. I get into the kitchen. I do some prep work, get all my stuff ready to go. By the time my food is prepped and ready to go, it's ready to go in the grill. The grill is ready.
And that's about as much time as I let my propane grill warm up anyways, and so it's almost the same amount of time.
It is exactly the same amount of time. You got to let a grill warm up. These things are, like I said, extremely efficient, so they're good to go as fast as you can make them good to go.
What kinds of comments do you hear from customers of Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens about them? Just their families just becoming amazed and them being a hero to their family and friends.
You know, if you get a big green egg, you become an instant culinary hero. We call it the backyard pitmaster, or in my case, the patio pitmaster. Get out there and grill. We like to do pizza on the big green egg, which is one of the things we're featuring today, only because pizza is a very family-oriented thing. Buy your pizza dough, buy the ingredients, let the kids make the pizza. Put it on the grill. 5 minutes later, you have pizza.
Well, that's great. Well, if folks want to learn more about you, Jack Waybor, how can they get information?
Of course, Jack Waybor has his Facebook page. That's and he also has a business called Carolina Pitmasters, which is at carolinapitmasters.com. You can always catch me on the Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens website and on their Facebook page as well.
Good deal. And back to Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
Well, if anybody wants to find us, they can find us in Mount Pleasant. Our showroom's in the Queensboro Shopping Center on Johnny Dodds Boulevard, right behind the Chick-fil-A next to Publix. Or they can give us a call at 843-216-0006 or go to our website, palmettooutdoorkitchens.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jack Waybor, barbecue pitmaster, and also Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim.
This is Megan Bush with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, still making my way around Volvo Car Stadium for the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. Right now, I am with Gail Patrick with Paradise Home Improvement. How are you doing, Gail?
I'm great. Thanks.
Oh, thank you for being here this evening, or this afternoon, excuse me. It's not evening yet.
It's been a wonderful weekend.
Wonderful. I'm glad to hear it. So, Gail, what is Paradise Home Improvement, and what do you guys specialize in?
We are a home improvement company, and we specialize in windows, gutter guardian, siding. We do e-shield insulation, and we do...
Kind of run the gamut. And bathroom makeovers, great. So you kind of run the gamut.
Right.
Well, right now we're standing beside a window. What kind of window is this?
This is our Paradise Super Window. It is vinyl. Mm-hmm. Can I move over?
Sure, absolutely we can move over here.
It is vinyl and it opens so that you can clean it like an oven door.
So convenient.
And the top also. Open so you can clean it.
Oh, so even if these are on the second floor, you don't have to worry about a ladder. You just flip them on inside and you can clean the outside of them.
Exactly. That's right.
Oh, that is brilliant technology, and it even comes with a screen on the bottom part.
Right. It comes with a half screen, but of course you can get a full screen if the customer wants one.
Absolutely. What kind of projects are you working on currently?
As far as
any of it, what is most popular? What do people call your office the most about?
Probably the windows and the gutter guardian.
Absolutely. Well, Gail, how could someone get in touch with you if they wanted to reach out for the windows or the gutter guardian or even a bathroom makeover?
Okay. Our corporate number is 864-849-0167. That's basically out of Greenville, but we also have a local office here in Somerville.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Gail, for chatting with me today and for being here at the home show.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Megan Bush with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, making my way through the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And I have stopped at the booth of Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Services. How are you doing, Jim?
Megan, I am doing Fantastic. How about yourself?
I am also doing fantastic. Well, tell me first to start out, what is Edgewater Energy Services and what do you provide for the homeowner?
We are a huge renewable energy company. And basically what we do is we take a very big bite out of the power bills. And there's subsidies to help with the homeowner through the form of tax credits that are still available. So between the state and the federal government, they subsidize 55% of the cost when you go solar energy. But also we do a lot in home improvements, you know, just all kind of things like that. And we are a full spectrum renewable energy company.
Okay, how does a solar panel work? Because I know people have heard of them, but how does it actually take the sun and convert it?
Very good question. There are silicone wafers that are incorporated in the modules. The sun is exciting the electrons in the wafers. It produces direct current. The direct current goes into an inverter, and from the inverter, it switches it to alternating current, and that's what the lights and everything run off of.
Okay, so that's how it makes it work. That makes perfect sense. So some people look at solar panels, and it seems expensive, even with the tax credits. Do you recommend they do it in pieces or all at once?
Well, that's the big benefit with working with us, is they can start it small and grow it. And every time they add on, they take a 55% tax credit. We're not interested in doing the whole pie, but just a slice at a time so you can track the system. But cost-wise, for those who have looked at it a while ago, I highly recommend that they take another look at it again, because material costs have dropped substantially. And of course, with us being a local company, you know, we have a very pristine reputation in the area, and cost-wise, we're extremely competitive. I typically come in about a third of what my competition comes in at.
Homeowners love to get that little tiny deal.
That's definitely
a good thing.
Oh, most definitely, definitely.
So, how could someone get in touch with Edgewater Energy Services if they wanted to install solar panels on their house?
Okay. My name is Jim Rouleau, and we're Edgewater Energy. You can reach us at 843-937-9999. And my web address is www.edgewaterenergysc.com.
Jim, thank you so much for speaking with me today and for being out here at the Charleston Home and Design Show.
Well, Megan, it was a great pleasure, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'm Megan Bush with Charleston Home and Design Magazine at the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island. And right now, I'm speaking with Chris Ciccarella of All Pro Crawl Space Solutions. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. It's been a great weekend, and I am so excited to stop by your booth, particularly because this picture of a horrible-looking crawl space. What is wrong with this crawl space?
Several things are wrong with that crawl space. Number one, you've got wet and dropping insulation. You have insulation that's been torn up. You've got evidence of water on the ground. You've got debris all over the ground, which is common in many of the crawl spaces here in South Carolina.
What's the problem with that? Like, why should homeowners want to fix this? I mean, you don't see your crawl space on a regular basis. You could just sweep it under the house, if you will.
And most of our homeowners actually do that initially until we kind of bring it to their attention exactly what is in their crawl space. And it's really important because that is the air that they're breathing. The air actually comes up from the ground. It's coming up through the house, through the floorboards, and that is actually the air they're breathing. They can have a beautiful home. However, if your crawl space looks like this with mold, dirt, water intrusion, unfortunately rodents, this is what you're breathing.
I can only imagine the allergies from that. I have very bad seasonal allergies, and I'm sure that is a horrible thing for people who even have the slightest of allergies.
Absolutely.
Okay, so how do you fix it? How does this problem become not a problem anymore?
Well, what our team does, we go in there, we clean the entire crawl space. Depending on the level of mold, we'll do either a mold treatment or a mold remediation. And then what we'll do, we'll go in there and we'll set up a 20 mil liner system with a high-end, high-efficiency Honeywell dehumidifier.
Okay, so it kind of takes that moisture out of there and keeps it out.
Yes, correct.
Does it also help with pests getting under the crawl space or under the house?
Absolutely. What we do is we take it a step further. We actually back up all the vents that we have to seal with hardware cloth to keep the rodents out. Number one, we want to keep the rodents out for the homeowners, but also we want to protect our products that we're putting into these homes. So we take it a couple extra steps further.
Absolutely. Well, if someone is interested in contacting you and maybe getting a brand new crawl space, how would they get in touch with All Pro Crawl Space Solutions?
They can either go to our website at allprocrawlspacesolutions.com, or they can give us a call at 843-742-1271.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Chris. This has been Megan Bush with Charleston Home and Design.
I'm talking about a home. Talking about me and you. The things we'll do or say to home. I'm not talking about a one night stand. I want to be your man. I said a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.